This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
Mr. President!
Mr. President! Do you know who sent the object?
Were you able to recover it yet?
Was it a balloon, Mr. President?
You're hearing reporters yelling questions at U.S. President Joe Biden after a U.S. F-22 fighter jet shot down an unidentified object over Canada on Saturday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced the shoot down on Twitter and said it took place over the Yukon Territory in the country's northwest. He said Canadian forces would recover and analyze the wreckage from the object. On Friday, President Biden ordered a shoot down of an unidentified flying object over sea ice near Dead Horse, Alaska. The U.S. military has said little so far about the recovery efforts. The death toll from the earthquakes was raised on Saturday to more than 28,000 people in Turkey and Syria combined. Visiting the area, UN Humanitarian Chief Martin Griffiths said the death toll of the devastating earthquakes is likely to continue growing.
I think it's really difficult to estimate, obviously very precisely, because you need to get under the rubble. But I'm sure it'll double or more. And that's terrifying.
Palestinian health officials say an Israeli settler fatally shot a Palestinian in the northern West Bank, while a child wounded in a car ramming incident in Jerusalem has died a day after the attack. Also Saturday, Gaza militants fired a rocket toward Israel that was intercepted. The Palestinians say a 27-year-old was shot to death when armed settlers entered a Palestinian village in the West Bank. Israeli police say an investigation has been opened. The deaths are the latest in bloodshed that has been rising sharply in the West Bank and East Jerusalem in recent months. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.